was red hot. And this girl, Amber, I love her so much because she really is living what she's preaching. And she's got mouth ulcers right now and she wasn't going to share. God constrained her to share because the Spirit of Living God is living and active in her and in Danny and in everyone on here. And I'm just so blessed that the guys that here in my fellowship in Bristol have really received the words gladly that I've been sharing. And it's very important that we get humble. It's very important that we don't think we know it all or we know better. But it's through the practice that we then will see strength come and we will see fruit come. And it's just staying faithful. And Amber mentioned we had this dinner on Tuesday. So we had this wonderful fellowship and we met Danny's fellowship, all of us together. And it was the first time that Kim, Becky and Jason met these guys. I had the privilege of meeting these guys before. It was a vision building time. And for me and for Kim and for everyone there, everybody's vision was being built. Our vision was being built because we seen the fruit. And their vision was being built because they seen other people that truly believe God and walk with God. And so these new people, they walk with God. I mean, they're hot. And they have got no background in any church, in any doctrine. One lady, Helen, she received the words gladly from Amber. And through her, these other people have come. And Amber's just been, and Danny's been encouraging these guys. And so they're fresh. They're fresh to move. And there's nothing there to hinder, to get them to doubt, but to receive the words gladly. And they're taking off like rockets. And we can all take off like rockets, even from where we are now. Those that have been walking faithfully for years to the best that they know and what they understand, we can only do according to what we understand and know. You can know this right now, that you can take off like a rocket. Whatever age you are, whatever location you are, whether you're by yourself, whether you're with people, God is really, really at work. So that's where our focus is. We live at the right-hand side of God, where there's joys and pleasures forevermore. When we're there in heart and mind and spirit, when we're synced up, then the narratives of the world won't get to us because we can refuse it. We don't give consent to the enemy. God says, don't give consent to the enemy. Don't focus on those things. Amber nailed it. If you're watching it, stop watching it. Yeah, I get bombarded with it from other people and other believers, so I look at it and then reply to them. But the point is, I don't give it my attention. I may see what they're saying. I'm aware of what's going on. But I do not focus on it. And that's the whole thing, that we don't focus on the narratives of this world. So we don't take the bait. It's the bait of Satan. He wraps his bait up in a hook. And it looks all right. It looks, you know, very informative and gets us knowledgeable. And we bite into it and then you're hooked. And then it takes you down the wrong road. But God has, he's ordered our steps. And so we just follow those steps. He makes our feet like hinds feet. And so don't take the bait, but run and flow in those rivers of living water. You know, live by the Spirit. In Matthew 4:1, it says, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, temptation is not a sin, but it's when we start to consider what we're being tempted with that we can then cave into it. So temptation in and of itself is not a sin. It's when we give in to that temptation, right? Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came, he said, so this is Satan's narrative. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. First thing he said, if, introducing doubt, you know, if you're the Son of God. In other words, he was trying to get Jesus to sin by proving that he was. He didn't have to prove he was because he was. You don't have to prove that you're a son or daughter of God because you are. And your life will show it. Your words will show it. And he said, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. The answer to your success is those heavenly words that God gives you in that moment of time. That inspiration from God. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they're life." Where do those words come from? They come from the Father. God was working in Christ. He was reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus didn't please himself. It's when we want to please ourselves that we get tripped up. It's when we think, well, you know, I need to know what's going on in the world, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you are a son and daughter of God. You know, we shouldn't be entangled with the affairs of this life. We've been set free. The chains have been broken and the prison doors are open. And we are not held in. The only thing that holds us in is when we listen to the wrong narratives. And God says, now receive my words gladly. Take them to your heart. So that is the answer to us. We speak forth those words that are proceeding from the mouth of God. We don't react to the storm. We don't fear the world's fear. You know, we don't come into agreement. We don't make a confederacy with this world's narratives, with the unbelief. We know those things are there, but we are the lights of this world. So we are to bring God's solution to those people that are in fear. We are to give them the direction that God works in us to give. We're to tell them the truths of that they can be set free, that they can live above the world, that there's no temptation taken them, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able, but will with that temptation also make a way for us to escape when we are tempted to fear. So you might have fear come upon you, but it doesn't mean to say you're fearing. It's whether you accept it or not, it's whether you meditate upon it or not, it's whether you align your emotions up with that, what's being presented to you. But you refuse it, and you say, it is written, I am seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. I am not on the frequency of the world. I am on the frequency of faith, hope, love, expectancy. I'm prospering and having a great journey through life. We don't say, I'm struggling, I'm ill. Even if that's the situation, you say, I am healed, I am healthy, I am whole, I am set free, I am delivered, I am the head, not the tail. I am above, I'm not beneath. I am blessed when I lie down, and I am blessed when I rise up. I am blessed when I come in, and I am blessed when I go out. And the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't have to want. I don't want for nothing, because, you know, he blesses me. He even prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy, and he anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over, right in the face of the enemy. God is with us. He supplies everything that we need. The words that we speak in this day and time where we're living, when we're challenged with these situations. And it's beneath our feet. It is beneath our feet. When we are operating from our heavenly position, from our seated position, then we will recognize these things are designed to take our thoughts away from God. Jesus Christ was always encouraging, be anxious for nothing, but in what? In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. See, be anxious for nothing. Be thankful for what you got. If you're struggling right now, look at what you got and be thankful for the things that you have, not the things that you don't have. When you start focusing on being thankful for what you have, God will start supplying what you need. And God says that he shall supply all your need according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. God is our sufficiency in all things, in health, in finance, in relationships, in ministry work, in open doors, in the things that we need, in answers. So we're to be led by the Spirit of God. That's what God is saying. We're to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. And if we are challenged with strong emotions, we cast it down. No, I refuse this, because my God says that I'm to cast my cares to him because he cares for me. He will sustain me. I'm to cast my burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain me. He will strengthen me. And no weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against me in judgment, I shall absolutely condemn. Anyone that speaks against me, I confess this with great faith every single day. And I tell you what, people that speak against me, it will go upon them, not me. And God will keep a straight course for me. And he will bless me. He will encourage me. God is my help every day. And just like I was sharing last week, when we ask God for help, that means there's something we do. When you go and help someone, that someone is doing something, but you're helping them. You're carrying the burden with them. You're helping them carry the load. So when we go to God for help, he will give you what to do, what you need to do in your situation. Some people pray to God, oh God help me, and they don't do anything. They stay stuck right there. They stay not opening their mouth. So God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So if you're going to God for help in an area of your life, there will definitely be something that God will help you to do. He will inspire you to do something. He will inspire you to open your mouth. He will give you direction. God says, be still and know that I am God. Why is he saying that? Because he's talking to your heart. He's talking to your heart. He is always working in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. And he's saying, my son, you can do all things through my son that dwells in you by that spirit. You can do all things. You are ready for anything. You are equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into you. That supply from the heavenlies, the answers, the direction, the vision. And devil spirits are under your feet. Stop fearing devil spirits. You haven't got any. You got Holy Spirit. And devils tremble when they know who you believe who you are in Christ. Spirit of poverty is gone. Go. Leave. Spirit of doubts. Go. Leave. You open your mouth. You declare the heavenly words from God. And you say what you want and not what you see. We are going to live heaven on earth and see it manifested. All these great and precious promises are not given so they don't do nothing. So they never manifest. God says, now I've given it to you. Now where's your part? Your part is to believe, to act as I direct, to speak as I inspire. And so what are you declaring for your future? Now they're bringing up all these different variants and different things on the news and all these different things around the world. Are you declaring that because you get more of the same? And because of the narrative that the enemy's got through the news media and other people, and he works through fear. But we don't react to the storm. God says, do not react to the storm, but you come to me and you seek me with all your heart. Even if the whole world is in lockdown, you still come to me. I will make a way where there seems no way. I will cause rivers to run in your desert. I will make a way in your wilderness. I will sustain you through any situation. But I need your faith, my children. I need your trust. I need you to do what I'm asking you to do. And it's for your benefit that you do it. But I've given you a free will choice. So choose you this day, death or life. Which one do you want to choose? God says, choose life. Choose life. And become humble. Receive these words gladly. When you receive these words gladly, you will see a change in your heart, your mind, your words, in your emotions, in your physical body, in your finances, in your frequency and the atmosphere around you, because God's Spirit is there. That's the frequency we move by. Holy Spirit, baby. Holy Spirit. And devils tremble. They are trembling that you'll believe. Why do you think the adversary's after your attention so much through the systems of the world? Why? He wants you to live in fear. All the things that have happened over these couple of years has been our training ground. You've been watching the advanced class live. The advanced class is live right in front of you type of thing, right? But we're walking victoriously. We are victorious. We're living victorious. No, we're not downtrodden Christians, guys. we're not carrying we're not suffering for Jesus. He didn't want us to suffer. He wants us to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. So it's where we put our mind. Is every day, like you live in a 24-hour period. Wake up in the morning, say, this is your day, God, and this is my day. I'm going to live this victoriously. I refuse any negative thoughts. Now, I refuse it. I say what you say. I believe what you say above what I feel, what I see. And I'm walking by faith. The just shall live by faith. And in one of those records, it's written four times, the just shall live by faith. And in one of them says, God doesn't take delight in those that draw back in fear. Because why? He hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And you need to move on God's way. And God's way is to open your mouth. And he says, I will fill it. You will know what to say in the time and an hour when you're in a situation when you've got to deal with these things that are in this world. You'll give an answer to every man that asks a reason of you, or the hope that's in you. So we are very victorious. We've got to stop looking at the circumstances. That's the bait. That's the bait. Oh, if God's really going to supply your need. Is he really going to supply your need? Is he really going to deliver you out of this situation? It is written, my God has supplied every need. My God delivers me. This is the mindset we got to have, because that's the mind of Christ. What mind was Christ? It was a victorious mind. What words were Christ? It was a victorious words. He was bold. He didn't shrink back in fear. He wasn't worried about what people thought about what he said. And he dealt with a really tough situation in his lifetime with the Pharisees, with the Romans at that time. And he walked through them all. And they couldn't even take him. He had to give himself over. He had to give himself up when they come to arrest him. He could have run away. He could have called on his angel to come and deliver him. And God would have sent them too. But he gave himself up. And when he walked forward, these guys fell backwards. The power and presence of God dwells in you, and it manifests from you and becomes manifest in the senses world as you open your mouth and as you take the actions God wants you to take. So this is really the way that we should think. Heavenly thoughts, heavenly words. You can't have heavenly words if you're thinking earthly thoughts. So, you know, we don't allow the distractions in. Don't become numb to the Spirit of God. Don't become numb through the false narratives, through the leaven. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. The Word of God and the words from God is quick, powerful, and sharp and living. It pierces through every negative, every devil spirit, every piece of darkness. And you've got to set your face like a flint and not budge from that. Don't see yourself as grasshoppers, but see yourself as well able with God to live victoriously, to be navigated through this wilderness. Because if you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're not going to be navigated through the wilderness. You're going to still be in the wilderness when everyone else is happy in the promised land. So we need to be led. God says, be led by my Spirit. Submit to me. We are not under the law and sin and death. We're not under poverty, we're not under sickness, we're not under restraint. We are free. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law and sin and death. So it's where you set your mind. Choose you this day what you're going to do. And we need to speak up in the body of Christ and tell people to stop talking about this stuff. Really, it's a poison. It's a poison that introduces doubt. Yes, these things are going on. And it's good to understand what's going on to a certain degree, but then what do? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. We go to prayer. We speak in tongues. We say what we want with these situations. We pray for those that are in authority, that if there's someone there that's got a great influence and has a meek heart, that God can energize them to really stand forward. And he can do anything he wants, God. He's not limited. He's not a limited God, but he needs you, and he needs me, and he needs the body of Christ to take our minds off the narratives of the world and start looking to God, start saying who we are. My focus, really, out of all of this, is the laborers. The laborer is the ready one, ready to receive our words gladly. That's what the laborers are. These laborers are ready to receive and then do. They put it to practice straight away. And I've seen both sides of this myself. I've seen where people have heard what I've said, got blessed by what I said, but never implemented it, and no fruit. When I come back from India, God had people ready for me, and I didn't even know. And that was Danny and Amber, Becky, Jason. And they started to receive what I was encouraging, from what I was being encouraged. And I encouraged them, put this to practice. You need to start your own fellowship. Honor God with your substance. Start speaking by the Spirit. And God is doing the work. And there's other people also now connecting. And I didn't run after any of these people. God brought them. Because I've made up my mind not to be worried about what anyone's got to say about me, but to speak forth boldly what God puts in my heart. They can say I'm biblically wrong. They can say whatever they like to say. But my fruit will show that God is working in my life, and my fruit is showing that. You are known by your fruits. The fruit of your life, the fruit of your words, the fruit of your thoughts. You can see where my thoughts are. They're stuck on heavenly thoughts, because that's what's coming out of my mouth. And out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaketh. So if you're someone that wants to be really serious, then like I say to people, if you're on the toilet to take a dump, if you're not going to take a dump, get off so somebody else could take one. There's a harsher saying on that. It's an Irish saying. But it just needs to be said. You know, shit on the pot or get off. Really. Like, are you going to take a stand for once in your life and really start moving? See, the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God and women of God may be perfected unto all good works. So in this, what God has given me to speak tonight is all of that. But God says, look, choose you this day. Make your stand. Put your stake in the ground and make up your mind. It's through the committed decisions, which I very first shared when I come back from India. Everything starts with a committed decision. You've got to make up your mind, and when you do that, you'll find you'll have the energy and strength never to back away from that decision. It's like vowing a vow. And God helps you to keep that vow, because he knows we can't keep it in our own strength. So everything by the Spirit of God. You know, and we've got a great life, guys. We really have. You know, I've had a great lockdown time. You know, through this last 2 years. I really have, because I stayed with God. You know, I set my thoughts on things above. I've stayed connected as God showed me. I stayed faithful. The scriptures say a faithful man shall abound in blessings. God put it in my heart. You connect there, Lawrence. That's what I've done. And then God says, now you practice what you're being encouraged. And I knew one of those things was staying connected. And I've done that week in, week out since I come back from India, and I have grown phenomenally. I receive the words that are spoken to me gladly, and I give it to God. Father, now you show me how to implement this. And then, do you know what's happened in turn? Because I'm staked on that, I've made my committed decision, I'm sold out, then God brought me people that are doing the same. And you can start your own fellowships, you can pray for your own labourers as well, and you can begin. But you've got to be serious. I mean, 100% serious to do it God's way. Cease from your own works, enter into his rest, and allow him to do it. So I could carry on and on and on here, guys. You know, there's so much to say. I would recommend, like, from this fellowship, for those who have been coming, go back and find out those teachings on the website or on the Podbean cast, and look for those teachings about decision, persistent and consistency, confession, faith, and go and listen to again. And if you do that, if you do the very first thing, then the rest will just follow you easily. And there's people that now have made up their minds where to connect, where to follow, what to practice, you know, and they've done it faithfully. They haven't budged away from it. honouring God. They've done the honouring God, which is always the big subject with people. And but when people start to realise it's beneficial for them and God set it up for their blessing, and they're faithful and consistent, and they're not stingy, but they liberally give. And they give where they're being fed. That's the truth of it. And you're free to give wherever you want, but you should give where you're being fed. And that's true. You know, I am not lying on that. And so you go to the scriptures and see for it yourself. So if you practice the right way, you'll get right results. And that's what I've learned. And so I, you know, just don't take the bait of the world, guys. Stop listening to other voices. I've been sharing for a long time. Stop going to this teacher, that teacher, this teacher. You're going to become cooled down. You're not going to be hot. You're going to be diluted. God wants you fully concentrated in the sense, you know, not like orange juice, but he wants your mind fully concentrated. And I'm telling you, if you just discipline yourself, we're disciplined ones. We're two posses, right? We're doulosses. If you do that, man, you'll see the massive difference. And I've seen the difference of that. I believe, therefore I'm speaking and I'm doing it. So I can really say, not I'm trying to show off, but I'm trying to show, look, if you follow the right ways and practice, everything we're doing is a practice. And we continue to practice. We see through a glass darkly, we don't know everything. Okay, and there might be some areas we might be wrong, but then God will show that up as our heart is towards him. He's not trying to we're not in competition with anyone, not with other believers for certain. We're definitely not in competition, and we shouldn't compare ourselves, because that's five senses. Now God just wants you blessed, and these things that I'm sharing right now tonight, you can listen back to this on the website. If you start to implement some of those things, you will see things change pretty quick, and God will back up these words. And so I just feel very energized tonight to share these things. And you know, we're not on the defense here. We're on the offense. Okay, we move forward with God. We're not in fear. If you're in fear, you're on the defense. You're hiding, you're keeping yourself quiet and meditating all the day, you know, because you just don't know what's right and what's wrong. Go to God. Start following, start practicing, and then start leading, you know. So this is my encouragement tonight, and I say it with all heart and love, because I know if I can do it, anyone can do it. And God is with us, you know, and I ain't that special, that's for sure. But I am when I'm doing what God wants me to do. And that's all we need to do, guys. That's all we need to do. So I just encourage you, it's up to you. You've got a free will choice, just use it wisely. God bless you.